everyone. This is Aline from the Become Soulfully Connected Tele Summit. I'm really happy to be with you. Thank you for joining us. And tonight we have the pleasure to be talking with Rachel Archelais from Psychic Life. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, Aline. How are you?
I'm fine. You?
I'm great.
Great. Okay. So, Rachel, is actually teaching psychic development, but she's also a coach. And in her coaching, she includes her readings. And I really loved her website. I love your website because it said, wake up inspired and go to sleep full. I mean, what else could we want? I love that. Well, tell me, why did you become a coach?
I became a coach. Really, it was sort of a natural progression. I've been psychic all my life, and I, you know, started out doing readings in my mid-20s for other people.
Yeah.
And then I just decided that it would be so much more fun if they could do the readings themselves. You know, if they had that connection to their own guides and their own higher self, and if they could really tap into all of that, and so then they wouldn't have to spend money, you know, and come back to me or other people to get information, that they could just do it themselves and have it as a part of their everyday. And I love doing that. That really fills me up. So
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. Well, usually I don't start with that, but your gift to our listeners is an intuitive drawing class and also a teaching about a quick way to get answers from your higher self. And I took them myself, and they're really great because those are complex, abstract notions we keep hearing more and more about, but it seems unreachable or unattainable, I don't know, for all of us. And you teach it so well, so clearly, so simple, and it's really beautiful, really interesting. I loved it.
Thank you. I'm so glad.
So, yeah, maybe now that I've talked about it, so what do people need to do in order to get your classes for free, these two classes?
You can go to www.psychiclife.tv, and you'll see on the right-hand side of the screen a box that's asking you if you want answers now. And you just put in your email and your name, and you'll get both classes right away.
Great. Okay. And so because we're talking about being soulfully connected, what does it mean to you?
Being soulfully connected to me is sort of everything. I couldn't imagine living my life not being aware of that bigger part of me and really consulting it and seeing, you know, what makes sense for me and what doesn't. I feel like, you know, we all have this really huge part of ourselves that isn't just body, it isn't just mind. And when we can tap into that big soul part of us, then we can really engage with life and be happy and be spirited and, you know, be fulfilled.
Yeah.
Because that part of us really, it holds, you know, our vast knowledge and, you know, our past lives and all of the things that really make us who we are. And being connected to that allows us to really, you know, be the person that we dream of being.
Yeah.
And on a more, you know, mundane level, we've all experienced that feeling of flow when we're doing something creative or just that we really enjoy doing, and we lose sight of our body and our mind. You know, we're not self-conscious. And we lose sense of time, and things are just happening, and we're just in the moment. You know, we look up, and it's an hour later, and you know, we've just been so into what we're doing, whether it's riding your bike or drawing or, you know, talking with a friend. And those moments are really what being soulfully connected is. we're being our bigger self in that moment. You know, we're not identified with our personality or with our body. We're not self-conscious. And so if we could live in that place all the time, just imagine how amazing life would be.
It would be great.
Yeah.
So could you talk a bit more about intuitive drawing? I mean, because I think it's a great, also creative expression. And I didn't know about it. I discovered it with you. So, yeah, I would like you to share with us what it is.
Sure.
And how you can use it.
So intuitive drawing is, it's a bunch of things. You know, it is creative expression. It's also a form of channeling. And it's used sort of like tarot cards. So
yeah,
you know, your subconscious and your bigger expanded part is actually the one picking the colors. So you do it with your eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can ask, you know, for psychic questions really and get answers. It's also a form of healing because as you're channeling the answer, as you're making the drawing, that big expanded energy is coming through you and it's actually opening your body up. Kind of like how, what's it called? Where they stick needles in you.
Acupuncture.
How acupuncture opens up your meridians. Channeling
yeah.
that bigger energy also does that for you. So,
and everyone can do it.
Everyone has the natural ability to do this. I've been teaching this for about 10 years and no one has not been able to do it.
That's great. Do you often do it? Is this part of your practice to stay soulfully connected?
Yeah. And do I do the intuitive drawing with that? Or
yeah.
Do I?
Yeah. For yourself, I mean.
Yeah, pretty much every day.
That's great.
And it's the first thing I really figured out that I could do. When I was younger, I was always psychic and I was always connected, but I didn't know it. You know, it wasn't a conscious thing.
Mm.
But when I was 12, I realized that I could, you know, make a drawing and then figure out what it meant. And so I just ran with it and I started using that to help me figure out, you know, about relationships and all that other teenage stuff. Like, does he really like me? Should I really go to the mall? You know, even little things I used it for. And it really helped me stay centered and get out of my head because I was definitely overthinking everything.
I get it. And is there anything else our listeners can bring from now on to become more centered, more in touch with their higher self?
Absolutely. You know, we're all really connected all the time. It's just, are you aware of it and are you taking advantage of it?
Mm-hmm.
And if you want, I can outline a pretty easy exercise that they can do.
I would love it.
All right.
We can do it together. Yeah.
Sure. All right. So it's partly the video, you know, what you'll get in the video if you go to my website, but we won't do the full version here. We'll just do a little taste. So
perfect.
Your higher self works with you on a bodily level. You know how we all feel our intuition in our gut or in our heart?
Yeah.
We all say, you know, follow your heart or my gut told me to do this.
Yeah.
So that's how we'll get the answers from our higher self. We'll get it in our body. So it's important to know what the answers mean. So if you can think of getting a hug from someone you love or, you know, holding your pet or thinking about, you know, the best day you've ever had and you feel into your heart, if you imagine that those things are happening right now and you feel your heart, it's going to feel big and warm and tingly. And your shoulders are going to want to go back a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's your yes feeling. So if you feel that feeling in your heart, your higher self is saying yes.
Mm.
Now
you can feel the big inner smile.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all know what it's like to get hugged and really, you know, really love it or to
yeah.
really enjoy a pet. Those warm, happy, expanded feelings are the yes feeling.
Mm.
And the no feeling, we've unfortunately all have too. You know, if you think of a time where things just didn't go right or when you were really sad, really upset, you can feel your shoulders come forward a little bit. Your heart feels a little bit denser in the middle. There's a heaviness there. And so that's the no feeling. And if you want to ask your higher self for guidance, then all you do is you just ask a question, you know, higher self, please connect with me in a really strong way. And, you know, advise me, is taking this class in my best interest? You know, say you're thinking about taking another class, you know, and you want to know if it's in your best interest or not. Just ask that. And if you got a yes feeling, that expanded, warm, tingly, then go for it. And if you get a no, then just know that your higher self can see eons ahead of you. It can see everything, you know, China, your future, your past, what you love and what you don't love, and future consequences. So it's a good idea to trust it, because it's still you. It's just a bigger part of you.
That sees the bigger picture,
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's great to be able to be fully aware of that, and to be really connected to this bigger vision. I think a lot of our suffering comes from the fact that our vision is so, that the vision of the mind is so restricted or limited.
I agree, yeah.
Oh, that's great. And well, tell me, how do you coach people? How do you integrate all those tools and skills in your coaching?
I go with what the person most needs, but I use all the tools in my arsenal to do that. So I do work with their guides, and I help connect them with their spirit guides. And I also ask their spirit guides, you know, how should I best work with this person? What's the easiest way to get them to where they want to go? Because their spirit guides are used to working with them in an energetic way. So they really are a great resource for that.
Well, maybe for people who aren't familiar with all those notions, could you explain what a spirit guide is?
Sure. So I'm under the belief that we are really orchestrating this whole earthly experience. So before we're born, we pick out the life that we want, the body that we want, the parents that we want, and we have some kind of goal. It doesn't have to be a spectacular goal. It could just be to come here and relax, have a family, you know.
Yeah.
It could also be to be president. So there are many different kinds of lives to choose from. And
I think that's a belief that I embrace too. I think it's great. It changes your whole perspective on life to know that it's been your choice.
Absolutely, yeah.
You don't feel a victim anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You can take responsibility. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay, yeah. And so that's all well and good, but as we know, when we get here, things can be a little confusing. So, you know, there are so many distractions and we have so many options that it's hard to know what to do, especially if we're not consulting that original part of us that chose it, like our higher self.
Yes.
So our spirit guides are really our allies. They stay in the energetic world and they can help steer us in the right direction, without really being noticed. So they work really subtly with us and they sort of push energy onto us. So if you've ever been really, really sad and you're just crying and crying, and then all of a sudden you feel okay, like your sadness has been lifted, or you feel like you got a hug or just an extra burst of energy, that's most likely your spirit guide. You know, and also you hear stories of, well, if I hadn't made that left turn, I would have missed this whole big thing that changed my life, and I never go that way. You know, that could be your higher self or your spirit guide directing you to somewhere you needed to be.
Yeah. And what kind of benefits can people get from this type of spiritual coaching and from reconnecting with their higher self and with their spirit guides?
It's really hard to sum up the benefits. The biggest one would be that you feel more in control of your life, and you know, you're out of victimhood. You know that you create your own reality.
Yeah.
And therefore, if you create your own reality, then you can create something you really want.
Mm.
You know, so many of us are stuck in this feeling that we have to go to work and we have to look a certain way, we have to fit in. And you could be enjoying life, but you still feel like there's a little something missing, you know?
Yeah.
And so if you can elevate your perspective and really connect in with, you know, your higher self, your guides, and just the amazing clues that are all around you as to which way to go, then life becomes more like an adventure, something that you're dying to live. You know, you want to sleep really fast and wake up, and it's just a whole new ball game. It's just life to the next level.
That's awesome. Yeah, and it's nice to feel supported and connected also, not only to your own soul, but to the universe and nature and people in general.
Yeah, I think it's really softening.
Yeah,
we can just see that we're all really one big thing, and therefore you don't want to hurt others. You do want to be more patient. You do want to care. You know, you do want to take care of your body and your mind and others. And it's just, it's definitely a different way of being.
Yeah. And you can just let go of your loneliness and isolation.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Is there anything else you would like to tell us, Rachel?
Well, I know that it can seem daunting, like you were saying in the beginning, to want to develop a connection like this, especially if you're not used to understanding that you're bigger than who you see in the mirror. You know, I think a lot of people will run into resistance about not wanting to give over control to something else. Like if you start consulting your higher self, are you, you know, giving up the reins? Are you not really a participant in your life? Because it can seem like a foreign person or a foreign object making decisions for you if you're not really connected.
Yeah.
So something that I really enjoy sending people through is, it's a meditation, but it's really easy. All you do is you just sit down and you start to breathe. But you just imagine that you are bigger and you are energy, not just your body. So imagine if you know what your aura would sort of look like this, you know, big egg shape, but it doesn't stop a couple feet above your head. It goes all the way up. And just imagine breathing that big energy down into your body. So imagine it going all the way down to your toes, you know, all the way up your body. If you're familiar with chakras, bring it into each chakra and let yourself feel the bigness of you. It might not feel like much at first if you're not used to it, but just keep doing it and keep allowing yourself to feel bigger, and you'll start feeling connected and life will start to be more sparkly, and it'll really make a big difference for you.
It feels uplifting. Yeah, I'm trying to do it at the same time. I really invite you all to try it because it's really soothing, and you feel like you're opening.
Yeah, exactly. And with the opening, it's not just that you're becoming more connected with you. You're becoming more connected with everything.
Yeah.
So you're going to have more psychic moments. You're going to have clearer dreams. You know, you're going to have much better relationships with people because you'll be able to see where they're coming from.
Yeah.
You know, your whole life will change. And I know it sounds so simple, but it really is.
I like also how you use these examples from daily life to explain psychic abilities, because I think because maybe of the movies and the series, we perceive psychic ability as something very out of this world or very with extraordinary visions. But it can just be a simple tool to live a better life and healthier relationships. Is that right? Or
yeah, it's absolutely right. And I think that that mostly just comes from me living psychically my whole life and figuring it out, because I'm a little bit opposite from most people. I was always psychic, but I didn't realize that I was different. And so I'm having to figure out, okay, what is different about me?
Yeah.
And how did I use it? You know, and so now I'm just sharing how I used my psychic ability in my everyday life. And it only makes sense to me to do it that way, because it's not some big unattainable thing to me. It's just normal.
I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing. I really loved our interview.
Thanks.
And I really encourage everyone, if you want to dip your toes into this, to take the intuitive drawing class and to watch your video about the way to get answers from your higher self, and to practice this exercise for a bit and just see how it feels and if it gives you some guidance. If you want to do that, just go to Rachel's website, and it's psychiclife.tv. If you want more links, you can go back to the Telesummit's website, becomesoulfullyconnected.com. And don't forget also, you can win a lot of prizes by sharing this Telesummit. If you've enjoyed this interview and the other ones, don't forget to share. You could win some pretty amazing coaching programs, so that would be nice, wouldn't it? And Rachel, thank you so much again for being with us.
Thank you. This was great.
It was great for me too. And I hope everyone enjoyed it. I'm wishing you all a great day or night. And we'll see you soon. Bye, Rachel.
Bye.
Bye.